This morning we've got Rob Patton from, well, I guess the voice of Dogs on Death Row. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
All right.
Glad to be here.
Rob works out of the McKinleyville office. I would just call it an office rather than a kennel. That just doesn't sound really pleasant.
It is what it is.
For the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department Animal Control.
That's right.
Out at the airport. So, Winston, what are you going to hit Rob with here to make him part of the crew?
The only animal-related one is one for Thanksgiving, so I kind of want to save that.
All right. Well, let's find something here.
So, let's go with...
This is a why do we say that, Rob?
I guess this could be...
A little trivia. Okay.
Read it
if you can.
What is the reason we say a person who comes up to our expectations comes up to scratch?
That's
an easy one. That's golf.
It's relevant.
It's probably something similar. Let's see. It's not fleas. It's probably
comes chicken up scratch.
To, yeah. Boy, I don't know.
It comes from prize fighting. At one time, a lion was scratched on the ground with the toe, and the fighters had to come up to it to fight.
But neither could
go beyond it, so one who wished to default just failed to come up to the scratch.
Oh.
Interesting.
Okay. Mm. Well, it kind of happens in the barnyard, too, with the roosters, right? Rob, what is the biggest challenge for an animal control officer? Is it the weird, unique... types of animals that you may not see every day? Is it some of the conditions of the animals that you find them in physically, or their environmental surroundings? What is the thing that kind of would be the biggest surprise for someone who knows nothing about what you do as a career?
Well, that's a good question. You know, there's lots of surprises out there. One thing we do is we learn something new almost every day, and you end up in situations where the biggest challenge might be, do I need to pull this dog out of this situation? Is it that bad? Or can we make something work here? Our challenge is keeping the shelter from being overflowed with hundreds of dogs. And so we always kind of weigh the situation when we get out there. Is this something we need to really bring in? Can we work with these people?
Is there a lot of ignorance from pet owners that are out there, or is this more neglect or financial that you run into?
Well, you know, the people that are good pet owners, we really don't deal with much. They always do the right thing and keep their animals secure. So we're out in situations where people are letting their dogs run loose or their livestock. And it's not necessarily a financial, it's just a... kind of a social norm that you open the door at night and let your dog out, let him just run around and do what he wants to do. And so, you know, there's ways to deal with that through warnings and citations and things like that. But that can be a big challenge, just trying to communicate to people, you know, this really is an accepted behavior.
Right, the educational component.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Now, you mentioned livestock. I don't think anybody has ever... regularly thinks that a cow would be something that would end up in a shelter, but you know, because of the commercial value, you know, it's not like a warm fuzzy curl up on your, well, hopefully a warm fuzzy that curls up on your lap at night when you're watching TV. You know, cows and horses don't quite fit that bill most times.
Right.
But are there issues with that you deal with livestock as well?
Well, you know, our role is mainly domestic animals, and that's cats and dogs and other pets. But we'll assist the livestock deputy. And the county has a farm in Fortuna. If we run into a situation where a horse has been abandoned or cattle are neglected and no one's around to take care of them, we'll communicate with the livestock deputy, and they'll actually get hauled down to the county farm to see if anybody claims them or not.
Yeah, that would seem to be illogical because, you know, you can't put them in a dog pen or something like that. It wouldn't make sense.
Right. I mean, we've had goats at the shelter. Right now we have a miniature pig at the shelter. You know, we can handle that to some degree. But ultimately, we try to get all livestock down to the farm.
Yeah, that would...
We don't have the trailer facility to haul cattle.
Well, yeah, and see, the ability to keep those animals, I mean, it's a different type of feed that they take. It's a different set of requirements that they're associated with. It's just a different thing.
Right. It's just a different, aspect that, you know, we can't put a cow in our truck, so...
Right.
Well, we've got to hand that over to the livestock people.
It's kind of frowned if you put them on the rack on the roof.
Yeah. You know, you get a lot of press when you put an animal on the roof. So.
Yeah, particularly when it's alive. The Romney family found that out, didn't they?
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned the shelter itself. If people are unfamiliar with it, why is there a shelter?
Well, it's state mandated that the county has to provide a facility to take in stray animals and potentially euthanize them if necessary. And so that's why we have a shelter.
Okay, so...
They used to contract with the folks at foot of Humboldt Hill there.
Right.
Humane Society. They determined they didn't want to be the shelter anymore, and so that's when the county had to build the facility we have out here at the airport.
So every county has got a shelter of some sort, or they have a relationship with an adjacent area that does?
Right. They have to have some sort of relationship with their own facility where they can take in strays.
Do we have a lot of them in our area?
A lot of what?
A lot of strays.
Shelters?
No, strays, animals that are in shelters. You know, most of us don't, you know, if we're traveling, we are not thinking about popping into an animal shelter to find out how life is. Do we have a larger than normal number of individuals or less, or are we kind of in the normal range?
Well, we're fortunate in that we're kind of a rural county, and although we do get full, we're generally full of strays, we don't reach the capacity overwhelming point where you have to start euthanizing animals just to make space. If you're down in the city, the Bay Area, Sacramento, they have to euthanize dogs every day just to make room for more dogs to come in. This is kind of an overwhelming situation there. But here we try to manage it with rescue groups that want to come in and try to rehome some of these dogs that we can't adopt out but are still, you know, good dogs.
We'll talk about some of the rescue options that are available or some of the processes when we come back. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Patton from the Humboldt County Animal Shelter. Rob, you were talking a little bit about adoption groups and things of that nature that are out there that are looking to either help shelters, help facilitate shelters, or they probably are breed-specific. I know there's a greyhound group that's what they do. And that's, if there's one, then you've got a network to be able to connect those animals. You know, we're looking for either a Newfie is what we're looking for, and that there are groups, but a lot of them they're represented throughout the region, but the region is defined as the Western U.S., and it's really difficult to be able to get a specific breed. But from your end, is it a place if you have breeds?
Well, fortunately, when you have a specific breed, there are a lot of rescues out there. They're not necessarily local, but they are drivable. And so there's a rescue for Chesapeake Bay Retrievers, and there's a rescue for Dobermans, and there's German Shepherd rescues. And so when we have a specific breed that we, for some reason, don't feel like we can adopt it out, it has a it's aggressive towards other dogs, but it's a beautiful animal with people. We can contact these rescues, especially if we're full of dogs when you make room. And they'll work out transportation, or they'll we'll have somebody locally transfer the dog to that rescue so that when they're breed-specific, it can work out really well. A lot of times, most of the time, our dogs are not breed-specific. They're a mix. And so if we run into issues, you know, we can only adopt out an animal that's friendly with people, friendly with other dogs, and doesn't bite your hand when you stick it in their food bowl. If an animal doesn't meet that qualification, then we don't feel like we can, with the liability involved, adopt that animal out. So then we'll contact a rescue group locally. The rescue group that works specifically with the shelter is Redwood Pals Rescue, and they have a network of people who will foster those animals. They're connected to other shelters in other states where they can transfer the animals, and so that's worked out really well to move animals that are almost adoptable but not quite fit our guidelines. So
with this, with the specific breeds, is it and the adoption in general, a lot of facilities will require an at-home visit if there are other members of the family that they require them to meet a couple of times with the animals. I mean, it's almost like adopting a kid these days. Is that routine? Is that protocol? I mean, there's got to be a reason behind it, because I think everybody wants to have the animals find a home, but sometimes it's a little too arduous, particularly if you're going out of the area, to find a specific breed or a specific size animal.
Yeah. No, there is a process. And the reason for that is you don't want there to be problems and the dog has to come back, or the people, you know, release the dog because they can't take care of it. So there is an interview process. It's not real complicated. And if you have another animal at home, another dog specifically, they are set up a time where they can bring their dog in and meet the other dog. And that's just to kind of get ahead of any problems that might occur. And so you fill out a little application. You bring in your other dog if at all possible. And that way we kind of assure that it's going to be a good adoption. If the dogs don't get along, you're not going to want to take it home. So, there's that process.
Right.
There is the shelter has a return policy. And, you know, the first, seriously. And,
90 days?
same as cash. No, the first 2 weeks you can bring the animal back and get adoption feedback. No questions asked. And then the 2 weeks following that, you can bring the animal back, but you won't get your adoption feedback. So we have a kind of an assurance policy for folks that, you know, we'll take care of you if the animal doesn't work out, but we'd really like it to work out right from the start.
Right,
so,
right.
So there is a little process people go through.
It is interesting. We've three from your place and two from the other folks. How the animals react. Not for the first half a day when the novelty is there, but during the period of time when dog long term ignores new dog, and you can almost see what's going on in the head and it just rotating through, you know, the mental processes.
Ignorance is fine. You know, I'm sure that happens with older and younger dogs all the time.
Yeah.
We just don't want there to be confrontation and...
Right. Some of the nasty stuff. Yeah. Now, a lot of focus probably on dogs, but you guys got cats also.
Yes, sir. And right now our cat population is kind of low, but we still have some adoptable cats. And we have a cat that's about ready to have kittens. So there'll be some of those available.
Oh, joy.
Next month or so. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, that stuff's always fun. Now, what about the medical stuff? You guys take care of an awful lot of that, don't you?
We do some entry-level shots for kennel cough and things like that. When an animal comes in the shelter, we don't want it to catch something, especially if an owner's going to show up and their dog gets sick at the shelter. And we'll do some minimal medical stuff, but we contract with a veterinarian to handle anything. If a dog looks sick, it goes straight to the vet. If it has an injury, it goes straight to the vet. And they don't come to the shelter unless they're checked over.
Right, right. So you don't have it ripped through the whole facility there. Yeah.
That, right, exactly.
That's probably experience rearing its ugly head. Yep. KINS, yeah. News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
Hi, my name is Keith Lund. I am an electrician for Owsley Electric. You can go into a trade, be 18, become a trainee. They do require some education. You have 120 hours of classroom education, plus you have to work 2,000 hours a year. So after 4 years, then you can go out and work for another company, getting your own certificate, become your own boss. There's quite a few options you can do.
Own your future and learn more about the Trades Academy at hcoe.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Patton from the Humboldt County Animal Shelter. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite Pest Control, Murphy's Markets, and Baywood Golf and Country Club. Rob, the concept of adoption is something that I think it is easy, as you indicated. It's pretty straightforward, but it's something that some people may be unfamiliar with. What is the process of adoption? How do you, if we could go step 1 through 8 or 9, what would that be?
Well, initially, you know, it's a little different during COVID times, but currently you have to call the shelter and actually set up an appointment time to come in and fill out an application for adoption. And once we know that you have a residence that's secure, and if you have any other pets, then you're okayed for adoption, and then you can specifically see a dog that you wanted to adopt, or maybe a couple dogs. So it's a pretty straightforward process.
Do you do that?
When it's not COVID.
Specific to an animal, do you do that, or is this like to qualify, and then you can make your selection after that?
Right. It's to qualify, and then you can make your selection.
Okay.
So once we know you're a qualified adopter and done the paperwork, they'll actually call the property owner if you rent, just to make sure that's okay too. Then it's a straightforward process. You say, I want to see this dog. They bring it out. You do a little play time in the playpen outside and see if it's acceptable. And then if you have a dog, you bring it in, let them meet, and there you go. You know, people might think, well, it's this long process and I have to do an application. Well, it's not that big an application, and it's not that hard a thing to do, and it doesn't take very long. And that way we ensure that it's going to be a good adoption that you're going to get an animal that fits your situation. So,
and I would suggest that don't just go looking. We've done that 3 times, and so far looking becomes taking. I just want to see, well, blah, blah. Yeah, right. That's code word for we're getting an animal.
Well, it's really hard when you know, before COVID, you could come in and just walk down the adoption line.
Yes.
And see what's available. Well, you're right there with them, and then they, you know, dogs know how to
ham it up,
give you the eye. Yeah. You know, they know how to kind of cower down and look real sweet. And so it's really hard then, but if you look online now at petharbor.com, you can kind of get an idea of what you want, what you think would work out, and then you come in and fill out the app and meet them.
Now, how does staff not want to adopt every critter that comes through the back door?
Well, you have to detach yourself from that affectionate part of it, because there are so many animals here, and some are just incredible. And So you, in a sense, you kind of love them all, but don't kind of take that next step. But some people do adopt animals out here. It does happen.
Yeah, what is the line, care but not too much?
Yeah, in a sense. Yeah. You give them all the care and attention you can, and then you let them go, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
So,
right. Now, one of the things that you guys do is reconnect with the family. How do you determine if a dog is lost, a runaway, or one that somebody has decided to give up or doesn't want anymore?
Well, it's a process of we bring the dog in, and first you check him for ID, check him for a microchip, things like that. Most of the time, they don't have a microchip, so we process them, we give them a kennel, and then we put them online. And at the same time, our staff up front are checking other websites, one like PawsCause or Humboldt Pets or things like that, just to see if anybody's looking for their dog. And so we have it out there on our website. It's on other websites. If people are looking for their animal, they'll find it here. If they aren't looking, we hold dogs for 4 days before we process them for adoption or anything. And if no one claims it, then it goes up for adoption. And sometimes that process gets dragged out a little bit, and it might be a couple weeks before they get processed. And amazingly, some owners show up after a couple weeks and go, "Hey, there's my dog." And sometimes they're in time to get it, and we work out some sort of rehoming fee with them. But if they never call and never show up, then we never know where the dog came from, and it goes to a new home.
Yeah, kind of a room and board fee.
It would be a fee.
There are a lot of animals that, you know, the puppies and the kittens and all that kind of stuff that I guess maybe you could call it unintended consequences. Will you take puppies and kittens if somebody has those, you know, an animal gives birth and they really don't have any interest in keeping them and it's not a breeding situation? Will you take the little young ones also?
Well, you know, our official policies, we don't take owner turned in dogs.
Okay.
Because our population is always so full of strays. We don't have the space for it, and we really want to help people do the right thing with their animals. If they can't take it anymore, they can, you know, we help them find a new owner maybe. But you know, it's amazing how we'll get a box of puppies or a box of kittens, and they'll say, "Yeah, I just found this on the side of the road." And
Geez.
I don't know how many times you found a box of kittens or puppies on the side of the road, but not really common. We kind of think it might be a story, but we can't really prove it. So.
Right.
I'm sure we end up with some owner turned in animals unofficially.
KINS.
Yep. Go ahead. People will sign. Oh, go ahead.
All right. We'll continue when we come back. It's 8:42.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Patton. Rob, before the break, we were talking a little bit about the process of finding the animals, you know, whether it's the magic box that gets dropped off or there's an animal that's just kind of running around. I know Leo, our Leonberger, was out on the beach running around and just had been kind of turned loose. He had a chip. They chased it down, and the gal said, "Well, he had a sister, and I just couldn't handle two of them, so I turned him loose, knowing that somebody would pick him up." Is that common?
Well, I really haven't heard that story, but I'm sure it happens, and especially when we've had a lot of seasonal mobility. In the fall, we'll see, after harvest time, we'll see a lot of loose dogs on the Avenue of the Giants, southern Humboldt area, maybe east towards Willow Creek.
Are those drug dogs that have been trained to be aggressive and protective, or are they just...
Not necessarily.
Okay.
People come and people go, and they don't take their animals with them, unfortunately. So we've rounded up some pretty nice dogs that way, some really nice German Shepherds, and of course there's pit bull mixes out there that we've picked up. And
is that the most common?
Some worked out great.
Is that the most common right now, is still the pit bull or hybrids off of that?
I would say so. Uh-huh. And some of them are great dogs, and some aren't. But it's a real popular breed, and they breed them with mastiffs and with other bulldogs, and you get all kinds of combinations. But we generally have a high population of pit bull mixes.
The most commonly asked for dog?
Small dogs. More often than not, are looking for a small dog.
The little yippies that jump all over the place?
It's amazing. We get a lot of Chihuahuas. People love Chihuahuas. We get a lot of Dachshund mixes and Jack Russells, and people love those. And so what it does, it leaves a lot of big dogs available for you.
Yeah.
So,
no, Giants. Big. Not bigs. We want Giants, baby. Let's not screw around. If we're going to shoot the moon, let's land on the moon, okay?
Yeah, you're a braver man than I. I wouldn't want the food bill and the duties on that.
If you can't get a pillow worth of fur off of them every week, they're not really a dog, then, are they? They're just something else. Yeah. Oh, that's one thing that I think is really cool about dogs. Everybody's got their favorite, whether it's a small one, a pocket one, a big one, a tweener. Everybody, there's a reason why the Kennel Club and the Westminster shows are as popular as they are, is everybody's pulling for their own and trying to get their dog to pay attention to the TV when their breed is up. So what kind of dog do you have?
Currently we have a black lab.
Okay.
At our house. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's a handful.
Yeah.
So he's all we have at this point.
That's all right. Stay away from the Giants. You know who to call when you get one, okay?
You got that right.
All righty, bud. Hey, thanks for this,
and
thanks for doing Dogs on Death Row also. Appreciate the extra effort that you do for us and the community.
Well, thank you, and maybe we'll change the name of that.
I don't think so. Thanks, Rob. See everybody tomorrow.
Take care.